Morning, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, Jasmine, it's Robert Cohen from UPMC. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
I left a message for Sarah, I think. I have not received a return call as far as what time the caregiver is showing up tomorrow. Is there somebody also coming that opens up the case? How do you guys network that stuff?
I did put in the notification. She never returned. Did you call her directly to her number?
I transferred
you twice, and I also gave you her number. Let me give it to you again, Robert, because I wouldn't know. I don't have an update for you on that end.
Okay.
Because you have to call the coordinator.
Sarah?
Yes, Ms. Sarah is the coordinator. She has somebody.
Okay.
So let me give you her number. It's 267
551.
You could call 7400 and ask for her. That's the main office. Or you could call 7413, which is her direct line.
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you. Have a good day, Jasmine.
And Mr. Robert, I'm gonna also when I get in the office now, because we sit together, I'm gonna let her know to call you and see how quickly we could get this case started. Okay?
Yeah. And if we can things are really going against Erin. As far as whether she's going to be evicted or not, I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, it's really a shame because, because her roommate didn't pay half her rent and her roommate's supposedly in the hospital in critical condition. And yeah. And she's really young also, which is a shame. She's in her 30s.
Oh, no. What's wrong with her?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, no.
But, and then another unfortunate thing for Erin is we have a heavy-duty chore service that is going to be, it's going to be starting, like, relatively soon, but not soon enough, and it's just such a shame. I mean, I'm so disappointed that I cannot get chore service in there to clean up her apartment. Well, one, before your caregiver goes out, and two, before the management does a review of the apartment on like November 10th. It just really stinks I believe she'll have a place to go, but I don't know. It's not a good situation right now.
You were going to have somebody go out and, clean the house. That's good.
Yeah, I was, but unfortunately, like I said, this heavy-duty chore service is completely new, and it hasn't even doesn't even have a start date yet. I think the start date yet is November 4th, but it's unfortunately not going to be enough time to get somebody out there to clean the apartment. So.
And where do you the state is funding that heavy duty chore work?
Yes, the state is going to be funding it. Yeah.
And it starts when?
What is the term I'm looking for? It's coming soon. That's all I can say. I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not soon enough for Erin. It's a shame. I don't want her to know that.
Are they state employees being sent by the workers? How is that going in? Are the aides getting paid to do that?
Are the aides getting paid to do that? No, it's going to be, I think it's going to be providers, cleaning, heavy, you know, providers that do heavy cleaning.
Okay, so like agencies that do that.
Yeah, yeah, not for
that's
the aides
awesome.
To do it. Yeah.
So that's like for people that hoard, like heavy hoarders.
Yes, but when you're talking about hoarding, the people that the participants that hoard, in order for the heavy cleaning to be done, they need to agree to behavioral health and ongoing behavioral health, because chances are the hoarders are gonna
do it again.
Thank you. They're gonna do the same thing, yep, over again.
Yep.
And you know, hoarders I've had experience with too. They don't even want people just cleaning their apartment. They just want it to remain the way it is.
Yeah, they don't want nothing touched.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, I heard it's a psychological, they bond to these objects.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With Aaron, yeah. I don't think it's a hoarding problem. I really don't. Maybe I'm wrong. But I just don't see it as a hoarding problem. I'm hoping the caregiver that is being assigned to the case can tolerate the conditions of the apartment. I mean,
that's bad. Yeah, that's bad because, yeah. You know, the caregiver has the right to say, I don't want to be here. And we have no choice but to let them go. Yeah.
I am fully aware, and it's a shame if that's what's going to happen, and I'm not going to be surprised if it happens.
Right.
So,
and they can't hire an independent agency to go ahead and do a cleaning service before that gets into place.
Who are your PMC or the family?
Through UPMC.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Because you gotta wait for it to open up. And even the family, the niece, can't go in there and help her.
There's family dynamics, honestly.
I got you.
And it's
yeah, because I asked the niece if she wanted to be the caregiver. She says, no, we tried that already.
Yeah, there's family dynamics too. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if the caregiver wears a mask in the apartment, I think she'll be fine. But I mean, I know that the caregivers cannot make their own decisions about whether they want the case or not.
Oh,
so,
yeah, they could go in, open the door, and take one look and decide this is not for me, and don't even go into the apartment, and they could leave. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And then we're back to square one. So I'm hoping that this person has a tough skin if it's that bad, you know.
Yeah, I hope. I just hope that she just sees Aaron and feels bad for her and just understands that Aaron needs help, and she'll deal with the smell and the conditions of the apartment, but we'll see.
But I know the niece was telling me that there's fecal matter all over the place. You know, that's a health hazard.
That I did not know. That
for the cat?
I did not.
Who's cleaning the cat after the cat?
Yeah. Well, the litter box must be a disaster, and that's probably one of the reasons why the apartment stinks.
Right. So when a litter box isn't, you know, cleaned out thoroughly, the cats won't continue to piss in it. Or you know, they go outside the litter box. And I think that that's what she was saying, that it's gotten so bad that they're just defecating all over the apartment.
I did not know that. Maybe I'm so used to going into bad places that I just, I don't know.
It's natural.
Yeah, or maybe I just overlooked it. Well, it's a shame, and we'll see what happens.
And talk to me about her disabilities. How she got this way? What is she obese? Does she not walk? Is she? What's going on with her? Why is she? How old is she?
She has muscular dystrophy, and it's really
severe.
Just taken away her mobility. She's a toothpick. I mean, she's not obese. She is.
Oh, okay. She's very thin.
Oh yeah, she can't weigh more than 90 pounds.
Wow.
And she needs a hysterectomy. There might be malignancies there. It might be cancer there, and she.
But she's bedbound.
No, she's able to transfer from her bed to wheelchair. She's in a wheelchair.
She uses a commode.
I believe so.
Okay.
Wait. Let me look. One second.
Yeah, I'm gonna start making notes of this stuff because we need somebody with a tough skin to go in there. I know usually Miss Sarah is gonna be asking you all those questions, but if we could funnel it through while I have you on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you. She has. I mean, these things I can't even tell you what they mean, but she has muscular she has muscular dystrophy. She has what they call Raynaud's disease. She has a form of sclerosis, which is really impactful on her. Fibrosis. Berger's disease.
Wow.
She can't walk, pain in her knees and feet, neuropathy with tingling in the hands and toes, arthritic pain in her toes.
Rob, how old is she?
She is not that old. She is 57.
Yeah, that's young.
Yeah, well, muscular dystrophy is horrible. It's a horrible thing to have.
Yes, it's painful, I heard.
Yeah, how old are you?
Me, I'm 50.
Okay, I mean, I'm sure, I'm not going to guarantee that you remember this, but, I mean, you're old enough to know this. Do you remember Jerry Lewis's telethon on TV every year?
Yes, he had that, didn't he?
Yeah, Jerry Lewis had a telethon every year to raise money for kids with muscular dystrophy.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. Does she have a commode?
And does she come in and out her shower? Like, does she shower on her own? Or does she need to help getting in and out the shower, bathing, dressing, grooming? She's probably going to need help with all of that, Rob, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
so
that's why.
You have to treat this case as someone that's immobile, basically.
Oh,
because
yeah.
She's going to need everything done for her. What about cooking? Yeah. Does she even make her own meals? What is she getting? Meals on wheels? How is she getting fed?
That is a really good question. Right now, she has not really been eating that much because she's been sick. because she just hasn't been feeling well. Honestly, she probably should be in a nursing home.
You don't have any children? No children?
No.
Wow.
Honestly, she should be in a nursing home.
I'm surprised that you guys haven't attempted to wheel her in there, like, you know?
We don't have the right to do that.
Well, suggest it, imply it, you know?
Yeah. You know, something I was really under the impression that then Anna, who was her paid caregiver, was taking care of her. And I think she was, but I think she stopped in the last couple of months.
Well, if she's in critical conditions, obviously something must have manifested in Anna.
Yeah.
Where she got sick herself.
Yeah, I think she has. Anna had significant mental health problems, on top of her own medical problems. And so does Erin. Erin has her own mental health issues.
So there is, like, what, bipolar, schizophrenia, what, anxiety, what she has?
Yeah, she has depression. She has anxiety. Nicole said the other day she has a history of drug abuse. I don't think she has anything now to abuse. But, yeah, it's not a good situation.
It doesn't sound like a good situation.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to make notes of all of this, and hopefully we can get somebody good in there and that's not just going to be like, oh, no. Because, you know, lately we've been getting a lot of aides that are just not willing. You know, if they have to change a diaper, if they have to clean up, you know, a patient, they're like, oh, no, we don't want to do that. I'm like, that's what a caregiver does. Like,
so you really,
part of your job description, you know?
Yeah. So you really,
I don't understand.
You really, you guys didn't even really have anybody set up yet to go tomorrow?
No, we do. Sarah has identified somebody, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who it is?
I just can't give you the details. No, I don't have any other details because I don't do the coordination. She does. I do the new patient intake. So I bring the patients in. You know, I assist through the, you know, getting the authorization, moving the case along. But I don't do staffing. Sarah does the staffing.
Right.
I can add, you know, all these things that we've been discussing on the notes, but I don't see anything past that. Because they have a whole caregiver list that they work from, and, you know, their communication is different than mine with hers. So, but I'm definitely going to be putting this in, and I'm going to have her call you if you don't, I mean, if you, I don't know if you want to wait. I'm almost in the office. Or you want me to call you while I'm there? And then patch her over to you? Because I know she was very overwhelmed yesterday. We had a lot of patients to staff yesterday.
Just looking. Yeah, she does have a commode.
Okay, good, because that helps, you know, especially if she's so weak where she can't get herself to and from the bathroom. She could even get washed up sitting on the commode.
Right. Yeah, well, if you want to call, yeah. when you get in the office, call me and I'll talk to Sarah.
All right, Rob.
Or email me and I'll call
Rob,
you.
Rob, let me give you my email. Let me give you my email so you can have it.
Wait 1 second.
Take your time.
I think I have your email, but okay.
It's J is in Jam. Tejera, my last name, T-E-J-E-R-A.
Wait a second. Start again, please. J?
Yes. J is in Jam. T is in Tom. E is in Edward. J is in Jam. E is in Edward. R is in Ralph. A is in Apple. So that's J Tejera.
Uh-huh.
At?
Hmm?
PassionCare.com.
At what.com?
PassionCare.com. Or you could do family first. .com.
Well, I did JTEJERA at passioncare.com.
Yeah, that's fine. It'll come to me.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, email me.
I'm going to take care of this right now. Send me an email, Rob, so I can respond back to you.
I did.
Okay. Got you. I'll take care of this right now, okay?
Okay, thanks. All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.